A year ago, when thousands of educators flooded the state capitol demanding pay raises and more school funding, dozens of teachers had decided to run for office. With a legislative stalemate, they left with a promise.
We will go to the ballot boxes in June, and in November, we will campaign for candidates who are friendly to public education.
That was Ponca City teacher Zach Murray on the last day of the walkout.
We want the legislature to know that we have put them on notice, and no more will education be secondary to everything else.
Putnam City special ed teacher Nikki Craig visited the Capitol nearly every day during the walkout. Today, she's back, and she's still talking to lawmakers about education funding.
Hey, great.
Hi, Nikki Craig.
Julie, you're good.
Nice to meet you.
After some small talk, Craig tells Democratic Senator Julia Kurt she relies on two teaching assistants to manage her class of 13, but the position has high turnover due to low pay.
I have wheelchairs. I have kids that have feeding tubes. And then a starting TA in my classroom makes, they bring home $948 a month. And without them, I could not function in a day. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's hard for them to stand those jobs, isn't it? Yeah.
Craig hopes her continued presence will pressure lawmakers to add more money to the funding formula this year.
I feel like emphasis continues to be put on raises, which I feel like raises are important. But I even felt last year that a big issue on top of the raises is classroom funding.
Educators got just a fraction of the classroom funding they demanded last year, which is why Democrat Carrie Hicks ran for state Senate. She's one of 17 educators elected in 2018.
I just felt like educators weren't being heard. They weren't being valued. The budgets continued to reflect that. So here we are.
But these educators turned lawmakers face the same underlying reality as last year's legislature.
We could see the writing on the wall, you know, that just wasn't going to be enough dollars to go around. So, you know, I've been disappointed that there haven't been talks about revenue raising measures.
Republican Representative Danny Sterling, who recently retired after 40 years at Tecumseh High School, is now also in the position of making laws that affect his former profession.
It is like you're a freshman. You're going back to school. I left school after 40 years to go back to school. So I'm literally studying my lesson, for lack of better words, to make sure I understand all the details.
Sterling says there's a lot to consider when making budget decisions, and he's looking to leadership for guidance.
The leadership, I've really been appreciative of how they've tried to help us.
Legislators are mulling an additional pay raise to address the state's teacher shortage. But there's been little discussion of additional funding for things like supplies, support staff, and training.
The biggest elephant in the room has been education. It was the top campaign method, if you will, in that everybody wanted to talk about how education was the number one priority for our state.
Hicks wants to see another teacher pay raise and more classroom funding. She worries it's become an either-or scenario. But Sterling feels differently.
Investing in the classroom, you know, maybe that's going to be one of the things that we look at in the future.
Thanks to continued economic growth and last year's tax increases, the legislature does have extra money to spend this year, more than $500 million. The Education Department requested a budget increase, but so have many other agencies. And some Republicans want to bolster state savings in case Oklahoma's economy takes a turn for the worse. Sitting with her youngest child on her lap, Hicks says now is not the time to put money away.
Time is precious in the lives of our children. And so I just have a really hard time saving for our future at the cost of now.
Oklahoma law mandates the legislature fund education by April 1st, but the House and Senate have yet to reach any agreement. The Oklahoma Education Association, the state's largest teacher union, says they haven't ruled out another teacher walkout. For State Impact, I'm Caroline Halter.